First of all, let me just, I got to tell everybody out there what's happening. You can hear it. It's pretty amazing. Don't you think it's a pretty amazing sound? I love it. We've got, of course, the lead singer, which you are.
I'm Nate Leiby, lead singer of the Coffee Zombie Collective.
You are, and you're playing a ukulele, and you're beating on a drum with your foot.
It's the boom slap, so we get the boom and the slap.
We actually made it.
What do you mean, boom? What the hell's a boom slap?
It's a boom slap, boom ba boom slap. It's a bass drum with a piece of fence board stuck on the striking head, with some tambourine jingles on it. So we didn't have to, because as much as we'd like to have another person stuffed in this room, we didn't want to have to hire a drummer.
Could we get some more in here?
I know.
Nate, we got enough
morons in here.
Nate, you invented this instrument.
Yeah, sort of out of necessity. Dustin really hated it when I started because, well.
I wanted nothing to do with it. I was like, no, we don't need that.
That's heavy and noisy. And
now it's not there.
And my God, what if we sang in falsetto and did the artist formerly known as Prince songs? What if we had a trumpet, a mandolin? Introduce yourselves real quick. Can we just go around? On violin we have.
I'm Sean Ring on violin.
All right.
On Joel DeMauro, mandolin.
My name's Christy. I'm on banjo.
Yeah.
Brian Forrest on trumpet.
Yeah.
We already got me. I'm Nate Leiby on the boom slap ukulele and vocals.
And I'm Pecos on bass.
And I'm Dustin DeMauro on guitar.
And Pecos drank so much coffee, actually, he was playing the bass behind his head on that last song.
He still got a whole rack of CDs. It's crazy.
You do? Yeah. Yeah. You are an amazing group. The CoffeeZombieCollective.com. You're going to be at Don Quixote's on Thursday, July 25th at 7:30 p.m. Are you the act? Is there somebody else?
There's an opening act that Sleepy John snuck in on us, and I think they're called the Twisted Chestnuts. And if I messed it up, I'm really sorry. It could be Twisted Sister. Dee Snider might be showing up, so only way to know is come
it's
on
twisted.
Out. He's twisted.
Twisted.
So
somehow that's not a bad double bill. You and something called Twisted.
Yeah, Twisted something or others. I'm really sorry, guys, if I don't know your name. We only ever found out about it. It was in the Good Times. We had a write-up in the Good Times, so I was doing an ego browse of it, and then I noticed there was another band on the bill. I'm like, oh, goodies.
Well, imagine that. An artist looking for his name in the paper.
Yeah,
go
so
figure.
I was on Google looking for my name today.
Yeah. Yeah, so, And it's true that this whole a double bill like that Twisted and you guys would make sense. But even today we have Big Medicine Head and the Coffee Zombie Collective. That's a double bill that just shouldn't happen. I don't think that really.
There's too many syllables.
It's but it also the meaning of the two. You know, it's like Mark Pitta told me once. He goes, "What was it? Oh yeah, Fine Young Cannibals and Missing Persons. You don't want that." You don't want that double bill.
There was the Catalyst. There was a band called Granddaddy and another band called Saves the Day that played together. And my mom called up. She's like, "Have you heard of this band, Granddaddy Saves the Day? It sounds awesome." Like, sounds like an awesome band.
Well, hit us up again, crazy people.
Okay, sane person. This next song is called Wagon Wheel, and it goes like this.